Peter and Paul Snowden have decided to run two in the slipper. Pariah, who ran so well in the Blue Diamond, and Invader, the filly, is going to be lining up in the race. So we'll get the final field from Brett Devine in the next little while. Lots of horses have galloped this morning. We'll bring you that news. We're also not going to ignore the other races because it's interesting with other horses that are entered, duly nominated for races. We'll try and clear the picture up on quite a few of those during the program. As I say, Brett Devine will join us in a matter of minutes with the final field, but let's go and have a chat with Paul Snowden. We thank him from his time this morning. Morning to you, Paul.
How are you, Andrew?
Mate, I've just told our listeners you've made the decision with Pariah and Invader for the slipper.
Look, it was just a simple case that going forward, obviously from the Diamond, Pariah, he had the pleasure to take his spot Saturday, and they've certainly done that. So he goes in, and Invader, he's got good form. He's a tough little bugger, and his chance, if the rain happens to come, certainly bring him right into it.
Yeah, well, it's forecast. We know certainly Big Sports Breakfast out there this morning telling us that there's been not a lot of rain there this morning, but there's meant to be. Paul, do you mind? We've got the final field. Do you want to have a listen to it, mate?
Yeah, for sure.
Righto, just hold on, Paul. Let's go to Brett Devine. He's online from the Australian Turf Club. Morning to you, Brett.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning to Paul and to all the punters out there. And let's get straight into it, eh?
Yep. So what have we got? 16 plus?
There are 16 final acceptors and three emergencies here, Andrew. So I'll just go through them carefully with you and go from top to bottom. Number one is Pariah for Blake Shin. Number two, Veronillo. Brent Nevdullar or William Buick, as you've just reported in the news, they'll wait for the barrier draw. Number three, Trapeze Artist, Tim Clark. Number four, Single Bullet, Ty England. Number five, Diamond Tathagata, Glenn Schofield. Number six is Trekking, the second of the Godolphins, for Brent Nevdullar or William Buick. Number seven, Invader, for Hugh Bowman. Minari makes the field. Number eight for Corey Brown. Number nine, Catchy, for Craig Williams. Number 10, Formality, Ryan Moore. Number 11, Tulip, Karen McAvoy. Number 12 is She Will Reign for Ben Mellum. Number 13 is Frolic for Tommy Berry. Number 14, Teaspoon, Zach Purton. 15 is Hootson, the favourite for Jeff Lloyd. And number 16, Medidi for Reagan Bayless. The three emergencies, Andrew, are 17, Chauffeur, Josh Parr listed there. And then 18, Showtime, and 19, The Mission. That's the full field right through.
Okay, The Mission. Righto is third emergency, trained by Paul Perry. It was number 67th in the order of entry, and it's now third emergency in the Golden Slipper. Hey, Brett, thank you for that. I'll go through it again, and of course, we'll be broadcasting as well as Sky Thoroughbred Central, the barrier draw, at 11 o'clock this morning. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to everyone today.
Brett Devine, first up there with the field, the final field, as we go back to Paul Snowden. So confirmed there, Paul, the barriers, it'll be interesting to see whether they will be crucial. I think the weather's going to be more crucial this week.
Yeah, obviously both I think got a big bearing on the race, don't they? So, I think obviously the quick filly from Queensland, you'd rather probably... If you were a trainer, you'd rather draw out than in. There's a massive variable on it as far as the weather goes because the amount of rain that's forecast, if it does happen, it's a massive spanner in the works, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Pariah, you've been telling us that you've wanted to be pleased by the two-year-old. Was that this morning in a gallop?
For sure. He worked very strongly . Like I said, we've given him right up to this morning to prove himself, and not that he hasn't pleased us since he's come back, but just to make sure we've ticked every box and we're giving ourselves every opportunity to win the race. So all's done now, and hopefully we can draw a nice marble, and hopefully we can run well.
All of his runs have been on good tracks. I know he trialled back on the soft five. Have you got a bit of knowledge if the rain did come with him?
Not on the heavy 10, if that's what you're asking. if it does get that far, I've got no idea. But he's a quality colt. He's a very smart horse. Look, all he's got in front of him is all his feet for where we sit. So, I'm anticipating, hopefully, we get a nice, decent track and he'll run very well Sunday.
He looks like a horse that's going to be, he's been strong through the line in the Blue Diamond. In the prelude before that, he was hitting the line. It looks like a slipper distance is going to be good for him.
Yeah, and probably later on, hopefully a bit further. So he's very well bred. He's stoutly bred, and he's improving with every run under his belt. He's just doing a lot more better things. It's certainly a very intriguing race.
You mentioned Invader for Newgate and the other owners, Aquas and China Horse Club. They've all come together, Windstar Farm, and there's nothing wrong with this form.
It isn't. He was desperately unlucky in the millions. I'm not saying he could have won the race, but he definitely should have ran a hole. That's pretty certain to us. So, his form's very good. He's a tough horse. Off the back of that, he's come out and won, and then he got narrowly beaten by a stablemate in the Todman. But like I said, if we do get this rain, certainly brings him right into calculation.
He will. And Hugh Bowman, you've been able to jag him at the last minute.
Yeah, it was. That just popped up out of nowhere. Obviously, Hughie, with the weight, was going to be an ask. And to his credit, he's gave Teaspoon's owners connections the time necessary to find a suitable replacement. So good on they got a nice rider to substitute him that can ride the way.
And one final one, mate. You've got plenty of other horses that are nominated for the weekend. What are you looking forward to? Is it a Russian Revolution coming back or something else?
Yeah, well, look, he's got to get a run as well. He's on the borderline of getting a run in that race. So we'll have to wait and see. But he's probably one there that be most important to look forward to on Saturday and to running well.
Yeah, okay. We look forward to him, particularly off those trials. Hey, Paul, I know you're busy. Thanks for your time, mate.
Good on you.
Good on you. Paul Snowden joining us there. So they're happy with Invader if the rain comes. If the rain doesn't come, then they've got Pariah, who worked strongly this morning for jockey Blake Shin. And as you've heard it, no idea if the rain does come. It is only Tuesday, but the forecast is for quite a bit of rain, isn't it? Particularly today, but for the rest of the week, there's meant to be top up. So we're just going to have to monitor that.